Okay, five samples in 389, Tony.
Okay, 389.
That's black. There's a faint, look at that veinlet running through,
yeah,
right there, John, of a breccia. And it's a big rock. Wow, man. Okay, John, here's this white stuff. Here's a rock, John, that is not a breccia.
Yeah.
And it's,
the clast and the black rock.
It's a clast and the black rock. Look at here. How about that?
Let me put that in your bag.
Okay.
Put it back where you, put it back where you got it for a second and let me get a picture of it. Now they can fit it in. No, just move away. They can fit it in. Okay. Is that how it was, more or less?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay, now get it.
Get an after.
Yeah, that has the blast of that rock in it, too.
Yeah, that's, I wish we could partially stick that in the bag.
Or we stick it in your bag.
Okay, I mean one of these, so, because it might break up. Okay, that's 424.
It ain't gonna break up.
It ain't gonna, okay. Okay, Tony, that's in unbagged, and it's a grapefruit size. And it was the white matrix. It's not as nearly shocked, and it's a large clast, about a 3-meter clast out of this big black rock part of it.
3 meter?
No, this clast is about 3 meters.
Centimeters, Jim.
Huh? Well, it goes from here all the way up to there.
Oh, that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Did you get a stereo of that? You get a flight line of that?
Yeah,
Okay.
Okay. Well, I got a pen of it. Okay, John, we'll whack off another. Could you get a picture of this? Where the hammer is? Let me get some of the unshocked or white stuff.
Wait a second. Oh.
Okay. Got it?
Yeah. Hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard, but it's cool. Come on, get a piece.
I got it, Charlie.
Okay, here's a good piece right up here.
Bagel.
Okay, I got it. Okay, Tony, of the white class with, it's not nearly a shock, is going in 425.
Wait a minute, here's.
Okay, bag 425.
Okay, here's another piece right there, John.
Okay.
Here's another big piece right over here.
Did y'all see a permanently shadowed sample around there?
No, we don't.
No, sure don't.
Okay, our best guess is it should be on the south side if there's any.
Now we were over on the south side and we didn't see any.
Okay, fine.
The hole, unfortunately, is a sort of a, that's sort of an east-west split there, Charlie.
I know it. It is an east-west split. Tony, we got an east-west split here that we can get the rake in.
Why don't you go ahead and take some soil out of that?
Here, John. Okay, put that in mind. How's our time going?
You're going to have to leave after this sample.
Okay, I was going to say it's probably a long hike back up that hill.
In there or not, Charlie?
Huh? Yeah, I can get in here. Right up next to this rock right here would be a good place. I got it.
Get the bag squirt. Okay.
And then I'll give you a little bit more.
It's not a classic east-west split, Houston, but it's one.
Okay, fine.
Bag 390.
Okay, bag 390, and we need a reference soil.
We'll be calling for a second.
Okay.
Don't go down there 5 meters. I don't want
I'm
you
not.
Here you go.
Okay.
Here you go.
Okay. I guess you ought to stick the tongs in. We ought to document this.
Okay.
I'll just get a part. We'll do a partial and I'll do a cross sign on it.
Better do a reference sample. Let's get that glass right there.
Okay.
The tongs are not going to go in this ground, Charlie.
I know it's a big rock then. Why don't you just hold it there and I'll take the picture. Okay?
Okay.
Quick. Quick. Okay.
You can kick up some, I'm sure. Got it? You got it?
Okay, Tony, the soil here is very hard, and the rake really won't go into it, bending the tines like we used to do in training.
Right, understand. If you can see anything around there that's kind of loose and not in an east-west split, kind of scoop some of that up. If you can't, we'll just have to leave it.
There's nothing loose.
Okay, there's about 25 grams.
Okay, that's fine. That's all I need.
Okay, got it?
That's all Tony needs. Do PI on this one, Tony?
No, I said that's all they need.
Okay. Frothy rock right there, John. I want to throw that in. Almost I can. Go. Oh, man. The frost. Here, can you hold this, Charlie?
What? The tongs?
Yeah. For a second.
Yeah.
Gotta do that bag better.
Man, that rock, it just cracked off just in the right. Okay, Tony, this large block is a very, the house size one, it's about 20 meters long by maybe 10 meters high, and it's a large breccia. We had a gram sample going in 393, white matrix with glass on it, and it's a...
Don't back up anymore,
I'm
Charlie.
Sorry. Off my balance. It's got some fractures in it that run
north. Going back.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll have to start on back.
Yeah, here you go. Here you go, John. Here's your tongs. Would you pick up my bag and let me move down and get a little bit of stereo and I'll be right with you.
Okay, let's go on back.
I am. Be right with you.
Did you see anything that you were pretty confident was igneous?
Yeah, that's rock we... Oh.
An igneous rock.
Yeah, if we'd have brought the padded bags, this right here is an igneous rock.
The whole place looks igneous, Houston.
Were there any near the rubber?
These large clasts in it are igneous.
Right, for the padded bags we wanted lying on the surface, though.
Is that what
though.
You're talking about, Volcan?
I'll take the bags. You get them out of the tongs?
Well, you're going to have the whole wet, so I get the tongs on loose.
Wait a minute.
Hold the bag.
I'm trying to.
Can't believe
it. Got it. I can't either. Let's go.